This is the Dainty Dyke, and we are coming live from my bedroom.
Yeah,
it's your bedroom. It's my bedroom. And we're like a little stoned.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ready to go.
Had a fresh banana.
Yeah, that you put on my hairbrush. That's fucking sickening. I love hair. And some nanner. Fucking gross. Yeah, so I have a guest today. And as I always do. And who are you?
I'm Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
Jen. And what are your pronouns, Jen?
She and her.
That's different for her. She never really has to do that, so different. Whoa. And then how do you identify?
Like I'm straight.
Yuck. Fucking breeder. And I ask this to everybody, but like, would you consider yourself a dainty dyke?
Define dainty.
Okay, so like, you know what? I kind of think you are a dainty dyke for like, but like straight. Because
so I'm just dainty.
Well, this is how.
Is that what you're saying?
No. Okay. So I think of dainty dyke like being really feminine and like, okay. Like you know, cutesy, whatever. But on the outside, like look at what I fucking look like. Like you don't expect that.
Yeah.
Being like super feminine and like hee. But then I like when you see me face value, I look like a huge dyke. But I don't think I'm really like that dykish.
Okay.
You see what I mean? Like
I mean your hair is kinda dykish.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah, the way that I look. Well, okay, so I take back what I said, because that really doesn't work for you. You don't look like a dyke. But you have big dyke energy. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Like, you're like, fuck this shit.
Like, people, I thought you meant, like, people think you're a dyke. You just give off that dykey vibe.
Hey, you give out a huge dykey vibe. I knew it. The first time I met you, I knew it.
You just never hit on me. Shit.
So that goes back to how we know each other, why you're on this podcast. Was because we were first-year roommates.
Fuck yeah.
forced to live together, and it turned out being pretty okay. Hey, some other people had it really bad. We don't name names, so I'll bleep this, but... and... That was a bad roommate situation. That could have been your life.
You're right. It would have been terrible. You don't want them.
Yeah. You got lucky with me. I'm just saying.
You did try to kill me a couple times, but it's fine. I don't even care anymore.
Remember that time I ran at you naked?
Yes.
Said.
Yeah, we choked each other a lot.
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah.
There, I have pictures of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I shoved lettuce down your throat when you were sleeping.
I was so drunk. Okay,
You're like half conscious.
Yeah, that video on his phone. Just shoving food in my mouth. Or the time you puked in my drawer right under our bunk.
Yeah,
you ruin everything!
People have to come knock on our door and be like, is everything okay?
No. Nothing's okay in
this. Fuck this bitch!
Yeah. Yeah. It was a good time. First year.
That was it. And then it got bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fine.
We should have... I feel like if I could go back in time and they asked me again, do you want to, like, have a roommate to save money? I probably would have with you. Because half the time you weren't there because you were dating someone at the college. And so you just would, like, go sleep in his room.
Oh, you mean other years?
Yeah, other years. I was like, No. Not in the first year. No, you were just fucking them. You weren't dating them.
There weren't even that many.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay.
That's fair.
Come on.
There might have been more for me than for you.
Oh, 1,000%.
I don't think so.
Significantly more.
No, I'm pretty sure in first year, no.
Okay.
I only had sex with one girl in the room in first year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Right? You have to think about it. Now, I know you said you're straight.
Yeah.
But we both know that that isn't really true.
I've never touched a vagina.
You've never touched a vagina?
No.
But
I made out with a few women in my life.
A few? How many more? Who else did you make
out
with? Oh,
in high school, I was...
Oh!
That was weird.
Experimenting. Wow.
Whenever I drank and it would just happen, I was super fucking weird. It wasn't like a regular thing.
I think you've been hiding your sexuality all of these years.
Vaginas are terrifying.
Like... Yeah, kind of. Really. So, yeah, really.
Yeah.
If you look into them too long, you get lost.
Oh, gross.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
And sometimes they, flap and... You know? You see those pictures?
What? Okay.
This isn't me.
Yeah. No. I think what's very evident here is that there are certain pictures that you're seeing... that no one else who's gonna listen to this has ever seen.
People make me Google these things.
Yeah.
I probably sent you some beef curtain screenshots or something back in the
day. Yeah. Yes.
Definitely toe clits.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, RMC was just such a dark place.
Yeah.
That... We did dark things.
Yeah.
Things that
they're not normal.
No, not normal.
Need to be forgotten about forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously. It's too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we don't do that now.
No. No. We're better people now.
Somewhat.
Yeah, a little bit. Still not great.
Oh,
but...
Gross. But I want to talk about the story about when I made you... make out with that girl at the bar.
Oh my god.
So I'll paint the scene, which is we're at the time, I guess, only gay bar in Winnipeg. I don't know if that's true anymore. I don't know the gay scene there.
I couldn't tell you.
Well, okay, so we're at Fame. We're dancing. There's a group of us. And there's a cute little lady. Anyways, it's for you. And she's looking at you. And we can all see it. And so I go over and tell her, my friend is really interested in you, but she's just nervous to talk to you. And then she just jumped you.
Yeah, I turned my head and then I was making out with a girl. I don't know what happened.
You did it for a while. Well, not like a long time.
Yeah.
It was
like, a while.
But then you shared Instagrams.
You did that.
No.
Didn't you?
Oh, no. Wait. She was talking to you.
Oh, yeah. She was like, what's your Insta?
Don't try and put that blame on me.
It is 100% your fault. There's no one else to blame than you.
All right. I guess I instigated it.
Yeah. You literally told her.
You should have just said, no, thank you.
I didn't have time. Zero time to react.
Oh, not to the kiss. I was talking about Instagram. Oh. The kiss was inevitable. Well, the makeout. She reacted quickly.
She knew what she want.
Well, I don't want to talk too much about you with a woman because I'm trying to set you up with a man.
Yeah.
I'm Cupid.
You are Cupid.
My little diaper and... bow and arrow.
Big diaper.
It's a big ass. It's a big dapper. Yeah, fuck. No, I'm trying to set you up so we can't... You have to give up this dream of being with a woman.
What? No.
Wait!
There's time.
Yeah, no, it's too late. Okay. I'm trying to set Jen up right now with... my brother-in-law.
Yeah, I'm part of the family.
Yeah, I want you to be my sister-in-law, but more importantly, I want you both to have love.
Oh.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Do you think I'm jinxing it by bringing it up on the podcast?
He's gonna be so turned off. Love the gays.
You remember when I first, like, came out to you at the college?
Yeah.
Well, I was, like, nervous. Yeah, I was not in the closet, but, you know, I just met you, and I was like, well, you know, I should probably let you know I'm a lesbian. And you were like, okay. And I was like, yeah, but I'm like one of those cool lesbians. It's like, yeah, fucking dykes. Yeah, cool. And then you're like, oh, okay, yeah, all right, okay.
You're allowed.
Now. Yeah, yeah. I've only known bad lesbians. It's okay.
I'll allow you to be. No conversion camp for you. Congrats.
And think of all the gays that I've introduced you to that are so great.
I know. So true.
Look at all the food, Kevin. Dinner tonight's gonna be great.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be good.
Damn excited.
Okay, well, let's get to the main attraction, which is I want to discuss with you how sex works.
It doesn't.
Well.
Okay.
Because I am a gold star lesbian, mm-hmm. and you are a gold star straight.
Hell yeah. Number one.
So really, I don't know what it is, what it's like at all. And you don't know what it's like for me at all. So I think that this will be insightful for both of us.
Okay.
An educational experience.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
I mean, I feel like I've already asked so many questions to you before.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm just curious mind.
Where does pushy taste like?
Oops, door's open.
And then everyone thought you were gay.
Yeah, everyone thought
yeah.
I was gay.
Yeah. Okay, so the first one I want to talk about is fingering.
Okay. Not great.
Yeah, give me your full perspective.
Well, it just doesn't... They just don't know what they're doing most of the time. Like, I feel like I'm... They can't see my charades.
Yeah,
right now.
You can't see her little creepy fucking hand doing it. It's like a claw. It's as if you have a claw, but like upwards, and you're trying to pinch something with all your fingers.
It's like the arcade game that you grew up with.
You,
stuffed animals.
If this is how men finger, it's quite terrifying.
But I feel like sometimes they go like really, really fast in and out, and you're like, what's going on?
I'm not sure what I feel.
Why are you doing that? Relax. Just like. It doesn't feel good.
Oh.
It's not. I don't think dykes would do that.
Well, okay, wait. Is
like,
it?
They know that sucks. Dumb.
Well, not. But here's the thing. Are you worked up at that point? Like, are you wet at all? Or is it just fucking
sometimes.
Dry?
I feel like it always...
just like dry holes.
I mean, fingering's just a classic starter, obviously, you know?
Yeah, I guess that is foreplay for you breeders.
What is your foreplay?
Like kissing, making out,
okay, well,
touching,
yeah, so we don't
rubbing.
Just look at each other and just start fingering. Like,
well, that's what I'm like picturing in my head right now. Is literally
no.
Just like a man and a woman just going, boop!
No kissing ever, just...
yeah.
Straight fucking...
Yeah. Well, but I think no. We can spend longer on, like, kissing and, like, rolling around and kind of getting in the mood, whatever.
Rolling around
in the sheets, like you do. I think that it's more, like, passion, maybe, and kind of, like, I don't know. There's more tone to, like, a makeout in a bed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you think straight people don't kiss? Is what you think?
I don't know. It's disgusting.
Like, we do that too.
I don't want to watch that shit. Get that out of here. Oh my God. Keep Jesus between you. God. Well.
Okay. I don't know. Fingering's just weird.
It's not great.
No.
Okay. Well, for like lesbians, it's clearly, and queer women, it's kind of the heart of it all.
What else are you gonna do?
Well, there's other things you can do.
I know.
But, yeah, it's kind of like the main thing. It's definitely what you start with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's bullshit that you know, when we were in the military, people, guys would ask me, like, it's not sex, though. Like, do you remember, I'll beep this, too. There was one time we got into an argument, and he was like, what are you talking about sex? What you do isn't sex. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you need a penis, and you need to penetrate for sex. I'm like, okay, I'm missing the penis, but I have penetrated, sweetheart.
Yeah, you put your arm, arm up somebody.
Okay, well.
You've been the most penetrated a person has ever been.
Well, no, I haven't been.
I meant, like.
I have a petite little thing, all right? I could not take, yeah. Well.
You've been in someone's body. Fully.
I didn't think I'd be talking about this today.
Sorry.
I was not ready for this. Well. Sorry. I guess cat's out of the bag. I've fisted someone.
Yeah.
Hopefully no family members are listening to this. And the friends that didn't know, well, now you know. And it's out there in the universe. Whoops. Yeah.
What a story.
Yeah. Yeah. But, well, you know, to each their own, right? Yeah. And that relationship did not work out.
Well,
for many reasons.
Reason number one.
Okay, but I have small hands. This just looks like a big dick to me, I think.
That's a fucking
massive dildo.
It's a tick dick.
God. Also, what I'm doing right now is holding my arm up and putting my finger where I think like a dick would look like. I don't know.
Penises are really big.
Yeah, aren't they? Like that?
No, they're not all that.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, what is, like, average size? Like, show me on my hand or arm. Not even at the wrist? Really?
I need to get out more.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I have dildos. I don't use them that much because they're not, like, a preferred toy.
Okay.
So, I honestly, I can't compare ratio. Like, yeah. I can't imagine having something big up there by any means. Like, when I do this on my hand. Size does matter.
It does matter.
Yep.
Everyone says it doesn't. It does. They're lying.
Sure, I believe that.
Yeah.
I believe that.
You're like, gosh, how you use it? What if, like how you use a... Like, what if it's a pencil? Like, that's not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
Can you cut that out?
No, I'm keeping that in. What if it's, like, a pencil?
A pencil.
What do you expect me to do with that? Can't write with it. It's a noodle. Fuck. A
limp piece of romaine lettuce.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay.
Getting off track.
Yeah, let's stop talking about pencil dicks. Stop talking about the actual size of a penis. Uh-huh. And also, not about fisting.
Okay.
So I think... Like, I think penetration's important for lesbians because, I don't know, we know, like, trigger points.
Mm-hmm.
The G-spot. Like, can't believe I said trigger points. That's fucking stupid. Why didn't I say G-spot? That was really dumb. Ugh. Gross.
Trigger point.
I'm gonna hit that trigger point. That girl over there in all her gear. Fuck. Yeah. Okay, so anyways, you know, I know where to aim and where I'm going when I'm fiddling around inside.
Yeah.
And I feel like men have, like, no idea because they don't really experience that.
No.
It's just the dick.
Yeah, I mean, unless they, like, get up the butthole, too.
Yeah, true. Because, prostate. Have you done that? Did you say?
Get someone's prostate?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I've never fucked a guy.
Okay, well, I've never fucked a guy. Alright, well, we gotta end it here. I didn't realize she was a virgin. All these years, I did not think that you were a virgin, buddy.
Yep. Word to me.
Alright, you've never dominated a man.
I have never inserted anything into a man. That's what I meant.
Okay, well, let's talk about that one next, because I had written that down, but I want to talk about pegging versus, like, a strap-on. So you've never pegged?
No.
Okay.
And I've never wanted to.
I think it's, like, a rite of passage as a lesbian woman, queer woman, whatever you want to say, in a relationship with a woman in which you are sexual, at some point you will try a strap-on. It's just, like, a given birthright. Don't you think that's weird?
That you use strap-ons?
Yeah, that, like, that's something that, like, you would never, like, do. Well, that we had talked about this a bit earlier, and I asked you if you would ever peg a guy.
No. I feel like that would just masculate myself.
But haven't you ever been curious as to, like, what it feels like to, like, have a dick? And, like, fuck something?
You know what? Because I feel like they always just...
They love it.
Yeah.
Like, they fucking love it.
Yeah, I feel like they enjoy it, like, so much
more. If you are a man with a penis, you are, like, guaranteed to just have a great time fucking anything you want.
Like, they just, like...
They fuck flashlights. They,
like, come on demand. Like, go. Splooges out.
Yeah, it's, you know, like, when we're watching Big Mouth and they're talking about, like, boys going through puberty, I'm like, holy fuck. Like,
they're just, like, coming everywhere.
How do you get a boner at, like, a tomato?
You know? I don't know. Yeah, they just fuck everything.
It's just crazy. You know, so anyway, pies. So you wouldn't even be curious? Like, part of the whole reason of why I've ever tried a strap on was, like, I want to see what it's like.
Yeah, but you can't feel it.
Yeah, but, like, okay, so that's another facet of sex. I think, like, because when women have sex, you know, there's sometimes that you can achieve mutual orgasm, but, like, it's harder. Like,
how do you do that? Because you said scissoring isn't a thing, so apparently you guys don't do that.
Okay, well,
that ruins every single person's fun. We'll talk about that.
Okay, well, I think scissoring, it's not that it's not real, okay? I know I said that before. I will change my answer. It's not that it's not real, but it's rare. Because you have to have a pretty sensitive clit and also be, like, rail thin to fucking be able to land a clit on top of a clit and, like, rub to the point where, like, it feels good.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, like, think of how your vagina just kind of set out.
Yeah, the clit's not just there.
Yeah. So you have to get, like, unless a really pretty precise position. So, okay, yeah. So it's not that scissoring doesn't exist. But it's not, like, how porn, you know, paints lesbian women. And it's like, oh, all we do is fucking scissor.
That's what everyone thinks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny.
No. I know no lesbians. I know one from the past, but just one ever in my life.
Probably fist.
Holy fuck. Okay, so that girl specifically, I tried to have her on because I want to do a series where I interview exes.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to have her on, and she actually agreed at first. I was like, hey, you want to be on my podcast? Like... And she was like, sure, let's do it. And then I was like, okay, I'm writing up the interview draft, and I write it up to send to her so she can review it. And she read it, and she's like, oh, yeah, no, I'm not doing this. And I was like, well, I mean, that's fair, but what, did you think I wasn't going to talk about the fact that you cheated on me with two men for, like, the better part of our relationship?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was not great. So... You're really making it so she'll never be on.
That's how the cards are dealt.
How the cookie crumbles.
Yep.
Yep. Fair. Okay, we got way off track there.
Yeah.
We were talking about strap-on.
Oh, yes.
So you've never...
No.
I think, and now you're going to think about it. Now you're going to, like, the next time that but you're, like, in a relationship, you're going to be like, hmm. I do think, though, with anal, that you just need to be, like, prepared. You need to know what you're kind of getting into.
Like, you gotta empty everything out.
Yeah, and, like, clean yourself, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. You gotta clean your butthole. You gotta douche it.
Yeah, you gotta douche shit out of it. Literally. Wow.
Wow, look what I did.
Well, you know.
So, your answer to would you ever peg a man?
No.
No.
I would not.
Well, it's unfortunate. I think that could have been a fun experience for you.
Well, maybe if once I'm really drunk, I'll do it.
There's, you know, that show we were watching earlier, Broad City?
Yep.
There's an episode where she gets, like, roped into pegging a guy. It's, like, a guy really? She lived across the hall from, and she had a crush on him for years, like, throughout the show. And then she finally gets a chance to, like, hook up with him.
And he's into freaky shit.
Yeah, and he wants to be pegged, so she pegs him.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You should watch it. It's a good episode. Okay. Oral. Oral sex. It's good.
Yeah, it is good.
I think the general consensus is good.
Yeah. Some people can be atrocious.
And, yeah.
But they look like in a popsicle.
Yeah, like if you don't know, like, the general anatomy of...
Yeah, they'll just, I don't know, it's fucking weird.
They lick but just, like, skin.
Anywhere. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not... Yeah. That is nowhere near it. My... Yeah.
It's not it. Get it? No. Try again.
I remember the first time I had sex after my first girlfriend, who was, like, my first kind of everything. The girl that I had sex with went down on me. And I was like, whoa. This is what it's like? Because I was like, insane. This is amazing.
Yeah, it's either, I feel like for me, it's either like really good or it's just,
garbage.
The worst.
Yeah.
And like, you just lay there on your phone, like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Let's stop. Just stop.
If I ever saw someone take out their phone during sex, I'd be like, yeah, this is not, like,
I did that before.
Really?
I started playing games on my phone.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty bad.
That sounds pretty bad. Who was it? I'll bleep their name.
It was my, boyfriend in grade 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was his first time doing it. Did not do a good job. So I just played some games on my phone. It was my first experience. I was like, oh, I guess...
Oral sucks.
Oh, stupid.
Yeah.
This is not what everyone said it would be like.
Yeah.
But yeah. No.
Okay, well, here's a fun facet about oral that I don't know. Blowjobs.
They can be fun sometimes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they can be fun. But, like, they also, like, when you're doing it for a long time, your jaw gets tired.
Well, I believe that. I think if you do any kind of anal anal. If you do any kind of oral. Like, I've had my jaw go,
yeah.
Stop. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've had, like, the next day, I get, like, locked jaw, and I can't even, like, eat a sandwich. Like, I had to eat, like, smoothies all day the next day, because, like...
I don't know if that's right.
Oh, well, I don't know. It happened. Probably not right.
What the fuck? You should maybe go see your doctor about that. Maybe you need, like, a...
chiropractor for it, actually. It's usually my jaw adjusted.
Oh, my God. Hey, I need some help. I got lockjaw from some blowjobs.
I'm sucking through that dick.
Holy fuck. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's happening.
That's gross.
Yeah.
I don't like that. No, to me, it seems disgusting.
Sucking dick?
Yeah.
It's not.
It's
like, not gross. It can be kind of fun.
Let me explain why it feels gross to me.
Okay.
It's a wiggly thing.
It's not. It gets hard. When you're but sucking it.
Well, sometimes it is. You gotta. Well, then you gotta get it.
Then you're pretty bad.
Oh. Okay.
I hope not. Okay. God.
I thought it, like, started wiggly, and then you built it up.
Oh, no. Guys get boners too quick.
Oh, okay. Fair. All the blood rushes in.
Yeah.
It's nasty. I don't know. I just think, like, you just put so much tongue into it, and, like, I think it would taste bad. I think it would smell like not great.
I feel like vaginas would smell and taste so much worse than a penis. Like, there's no way it tastes good.
Yeah, I guess we just got to agree to disagree here, because I think it's just, it truly comes down to a matter of preference.
Like, penises don't have a taste. Unless, you know, someone's fucking gross.
Yeah, I can't really say that vaginas have a taste either.
What? Really?
Yeah. Like, I mean,
they must.
Like, it kind of fluctuates, but I don't know how to, like, describe the taste. Because, say it is, like, with your period, like, you fluctuate with your hormones. And I think when your hormones are, like, going through stuff, that it'll taste a bit different, or depending on what you might have done that day, but not, like, really.
Really?
Yeah. Like a healthy vagina is pretty just, like, normal.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, agree to disagree.
Yeah.
Because I think penises are nasty.
They're not. I mean, they're not, you know, like, guys love getting nudes of, like,
of themselves.
Of themselves?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You said getting nudes. Okay, yeah, they like getting. I thought you meant, like,
nudes of themselves.
Yeah, look at that dick. My dick's so huge.
So big. I'd fuck me.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so they like getting nudes.
Yeah, well, sometimes, like, when guys send nudes, I think it's hilarious. Nothing about a penis is attractive. I don't look at it and be like, oh my god, yes, I'm so wet right now. I laugh. It's hilarious.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're like, oh, she's gonna love this. She's gonna love this picture of my dick. No. It's funny. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I can't remember ever, like, seeing, like, having someone send me a picture of their vagina. Just being like, yeah. Snapchat this pussy. Like, nope. I can't.
No. They're just isn't functional. Isn't it weird? They're functional.
You know what we were saying earlier? Men are just, like, they're just too, like, impressed by themselves. Like, they're like, yeah. Like, I am a man. I think it's weird. Like, yeah. I am a woman. I think it's cool. I like it. But I'm not just like, look at this pussy! Yeah! I'm gonna send it to all these girls! Well, obviously I'm married, so I wouldn't do that anyways, but I mean, like, I wouldn't have done that before. Yeah. It's just odd.
Weird. It's weird.
Here's a picture of my penis!
Yeah!
Nice! Way to go, buddy! That looks really great!
Weird.
Okay. Well, then, I just want to finish with this one, then, which is, which one is better, penis or vagina?
Wait, what do you mean?
Okay, so there's so many facets you can look at, right, with, like, a penis and vagina. Like, would you rather have a penis or vagina? Would you rather fuck a penis or vagina?
Okay, well, obviously I'd rather fuck a penis.
Yeah. But have...
I feel like I'd rather have a penis.
Same.
Like, vaginas are so inconvenient.
Yeah. I don't want to bleed anymore.
Well, I don't.
But I think, like, with a dick, it's just, like, endless possibilities. You can pee anywhere, you can fuck anything.
Yeah. But I guess the only thing, what if you have a small dick, then you're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, then that sucks.
Yeah. Also, you know how, like, boobs suck?
No.
Well,
I don't know.
Okay, but have they ever been, like...
But I can imagine that.
Okay, you've seen how they suck for me.
They look very inconvenient.
Like, look at me reach over my chest. Like, I can barely do it, you know?
Yeah, they look inconvenient.
Yeah, they fucking suck. I hate my boobs. I would love them to just be, like, normal size.
Don't my little 12-year-old boy boobs.
Yeah, your fucking rock-hard pecs. But I think, like, that would be my one concern with a penis. Like, I feel like I would not like an appendage just hanging there.
True. I don't know. I feel like it would chafe.
Yeah.
I'd always have to, like, cocoon it up. Roll up, like, a little fruit roll-up, I feel.
Yeah, Kevin sometimes will just tell me, like, yeah, my nuts are itchy. Or, no, not really. I can't even said that. That's not true. I don't think Kevin's ever said that to me. I meant more like, he'll be like, my balls are sweaty. You know, like, if it's, like, a hot day.
Yeah.
That seems super inconvenient, because I don't like when my pussy's sweaty. Like, if I did, like, I don't do it anymore, but if I had done a hard workout,
mm-hmm.
and I was, like, sweaty, I'd be like, ugh, it's gross.
Yeah.
I feel like it'd be even grosser for nuts.
Yeah, I feel like depending on the, you know how, like, shorts have, like, built-in underwear? What if the sweat just, like, pools?
Yeah.
Like, with their balls?
Oh.
Could you imagine? Ugh.
Oh, and then you open up your pants, just pool of fucking nut sweat. Ugh.
Oh, nut cereal.
That sounds fucking nasty. Nut cereal. You know, like when you eat all the cereal and there's balls. That milk left over. That's what it is.
Oh, schmegma milk.
And see, that's another thing that grossed me out about penises is schmegma. Well, just the concept of schmegma.
It's the fact that it happens. Girls get schmegma too.
What?
Yeah.
I don't get...
Well, I'm not saying everyone does. Like, I hope you don't have this thing.
Oh my god, I think I might have to cut that part. I don't think
to think about it.
That was fucking stupid. Well,
I would hope you don't.
Okay, look.
Well, I think they need to cut the head off. Not the head.
They need to cut the head off. Can you imagine? It's just these tubes. These little tubes.
Tubes.
You cut that off, it'd just be a tube. A cylinder. Not a tube. Tube's empty, man. It'd be a cylinder.
Yeah.
Yuck. Yuck.
That would hurt, probably.
Ew.
I can only imagine.
Yeah, I don't. Well.
Happened to Peter Griffin in episode of Family Guy. He cut his dick off and gave it to Brian.
Oh my god.
And he passed out.
You watch too much Family Guy.
I love it.
That, I think, is maybe the weirdest thing about you to date, is that you still continue to watch Family Guy.
I rewatch it.
Yeah. So I don't think that's good for, like, your brain.
I think it makes me smarter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I learned...
They talk about politics and stuff.
You know what? It's true. They do. They reference, like, very specific, like, historical moments sometimes.
They
and I'm like,
do. They see, I'm learning.
You learn more with Big Mouth.
What about puberty?
Big Mouth needs to come out with its next season.
I know.
Kevin and I were saying that we want to see, like, the follow-up to Big Mouth be, like, Lola's World. And, like, be Lola in high school.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
I think she's fun. Yeah, she's, like, the... Oh, we were talking about this. Oh, my God.
Guys.
Andrew, that was, like, stupid romantic. I fucking... I love she's that so show.
Funny. Oh, Lola. Goddamn.
Okay, well...
Oh, no, you tell me a story.
So... Okay, well, you know, so Kevin and Devin wanted me to tell you a story about my parents' personal massager device.
Oh, God.
From when I was, I don't know, 11 or 12.
Okay.
So I don't know how I figured it out, but I did figure it out that, you know, those home massagers that were, like, the big... like, wand kind of thing, and it had a, like, a triangular head with those, like, rolly things.
Oh, yeah.
And they would, like, vibrate, and you'd, like, put it on your back.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what they had, all right? And it would always just be sitting plugged in the, like, living room.
Okay.
And so I don't know why, but I ended up taking it to my room and, like, learning about masturbation by myself. Yeah.
Did you stick the little circle?
No! No, I didn't stick! No, I just, like... I just let it, like, massage my vagina. Like, that's what I did. I didn't fucking put the little balls in my pussy. Fuck. That's gross. So, this... But this... That isn't the story. That's, like... Oh. That's, like, the information you need for the story. Okay. Which is... this one time I was using it, and I'm, like, in my room, and my mom came upstairs, and, like, didn't knock or anything, she just came to my room. Meanwhile, it's, like, on my crotch, I'm, like, facing the door, and my mom was like, whoa, and I'm like, whoa, and my mom leaves, and, like, closes the door, and I'm like, oh, I unplug it, and I just, like, hide under the covers, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, 2 minutes later, my mom comes back into the room. She sits down on the bed, she's like, hey, like, I just want to talk for a minute. I'm like, no, it's okay, I don't need to talk, it's fine. And she was like, oh, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, sometimes when people do that, it feels good. And I was like, no, I was just itchy. I was just itchy. I just needed to scratch an itch. Like.
Oh, my.
Yeah. I don't even remember what happened after that, but yeah, my mother caught me with the home massager.
That's hilarious. Oh, God.
It's nasty.
That's funny.
Yeah, well. Mom, if you're listening, I'm sorry. I'll buy you a new home massager. Yeah. Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
They must have just, like, thrown it out.
Yeah.
And just been like, can't. Never again.
Never thought of doing that and putting it back downstairs. Plugging it back in.
But I would.
No.
I'm pretty sure I would.
Oh, you're gross.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Well, we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll just end there. But, So the episode really did end there. I think that is due to the fact that Jen and I were nowhere near sober. So here I am after editing this episode to end the episode. Jen and I have known each other for quite a few years now. And whenever we get together, we have such a great time. And nothing is off limits, as you just heard. So, one thing I did really want to tell you all is that this episode is super edited. I hope you didn't get that impression while listening, but just know there's a lot of different information that I had to take out because it was quite on the cuff. So anyways, yeah, that was fun. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. If you are a relative of some sort, I'm so sorry. If you made it this far, you really should have stopped listening quite a while ago. yeah, hope you all enjoyed it. If you like this episode, if you like previous episodes, you should rate and subscribe to The Dainty Dyke, streaming on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. That's where you can find me. You can also find me on social media. So I am on Instagram and Twitter @thedainty_dyke. I don't really know how to use Twitter. So maybe just follow me on Instagram because you'll get more information there. And yeah, we can chat. You can tell me how you like this episode. Drop me a line. Yeah. Let's do that. Anyways, I hope you guys, again, enjoyed this. And we'll see you at the end of the month. Goodbye.